there's a vacancy right now for, because you, your mayor has left and become a member of the legislature. So you guys are probably looking for a new permanent mayor, you know, because eventually the business of the city has to go on. Do you have any preferences, and why would you support who you support?
Pam Alexis, our former mayor, I had good working relationship with her. Obviously, we differed at times, but great person. And I loved working with her as our city mayor. Obviously, now we're in a new direction now. We have a by-election. The by-election should be announced in the coming weeks here, which will probably be set a stage for late March, early April for the election, the by-election. So what will happen from there is we'll have a new mayor, which will probably have 18 months in office to finish the term in 2022. You know, there's a lot of different people putting their names forward. I'm happy with anybody that does. The mayor's position is a very busy job. You know, I see it firsthand, and it's a very busy job, and it needs a lot of experience and high energy, definitely. I think that whoever gets there needs to know those things. So I know that there's a lot of great people putting their name forward.
Would there be any possibility that you throw your hat in the ring? You know, being a South Asian, and the South Asian community is growing in the city of Michigan.
Well, you know, obviously, you know, my roots are in Mission. You know, we're a pioneer Sikh family, as you know, right? You know, we've been here a long time, since 1952. And we come from a Mission comes from a city which elected its first South Asian in 1950, Mr. Gurriwal, Niranjan Singh Gurriwal, who's our city mayor in 1954, one of the best we've ever had. So I take that decision very, I don't take it lightly, because that's big footsteps to follow. But not at this time, Surjeet. I've decided not to seek the mayor's position at this time, because I was elected by the community to serve as a counselor, and I want to fill that role to 2022. And then at that time in 2022, I may look at that possibility. And I've learned a lot about the role in the last 2 years, and I believe the next 2 years are also crucial to me for getting more experience. If I feel that I have something to offer, and I will do that in 2022, but not at this time.
I just had a couple other questions for you. One of them is about the downtown core of Mission and how it could potentially be revitalized. What do you think that could look like in Mission?
Mission downtown is a very historic downtown, just like Abbotsford, old downtown. Mission downtown was a thriving community at one time. In the 1950s and 60s and 70s, it was a great downtown. But obviously, as the dynamics changed, the community changed, it moved away from that model of downtown. Downtown is on the highway, Lougheed. I know that the district spent money many years ago to bring a new image. They put in new sidewalks, new benches, new lights. And I think that has made a huge difference. But the biggest obstacle in the downtown core is taking trucks off Main Street, logging trucks, and bringing a bypass so the big trucks can get off Main Street and go and divert around. That's what I believe the new MLA is working on. That's one of her priorities, to get that money done so we can get that done. But I think we've done a great job. We still have a lot of vacancies downtown, but I think that the image looks a lot better than it ever has over the last few decades.
What would some barriers be to going ahead and doing that?
That's a big project, because it deals with a lot of different departments to bring, you know, the bypass in. The trucks have to be rerouted around. That's something that's still work in progress, Ali. That's all I can tell you. It's with the provincial government and our MLAs. They're working on that to get that done. That's one of the top priorities for our community.
Okay. The recent development project done in tandem with two local Indigenous communities notwithstanding, do you believe that the District of Mission has effectively engaged with local Indigenous communities in ways that support reconciliation?
Yeah, I can't comment on that specifically, Ali, but what I can comment on that is that the District of Mission is always working with the First Nations communities all the time. Like, I see it firsthand, and it's amazing what we want to accomplish in getting that done. I'm very proud of the work that the district is doing and what we've done as council to bring a better understanding between different groups. Mission has a long history with First Nations community. I went to junior high school with many First Nations kids. You know, St. Mary's was here. You know, I played soccer there. I know it well. And we're always building better relationships with the First Nations communities. Obviously, more work needs to be done, but I think that we're very in a good position right now to get more work done. I like to see St. Mary's grow. I mean, it's a You know, what happened there over the many decades is terrible, but I think that there's a lot of opportunity to learn from that and move forward in a direction where we can prevent things like this happening again.
So just two follow-ups on that. The first thing is you said that you're proud of a lot of the work that has already been done. Can you point to some of that work?
The communications with the First Nations community, always engaging with them in terms of different projects, getting their feedback. I think that's pretty amazing that we do that. You know, in terms of any kind of developments in the area, they're always engaging. I think that's wonderful. In terms of what you're specifically asking me there, I can't comment on that, but I think the communications or the Acti Mayor could comment on that parcel that you're talking about. You know, we encourage diversity at the district, and that includes First Nations communities. So I think that they're always welcome to engage and be part of the process.
Okay. It's kind of a mystery to people who aren't actually in politics what this consultation and communication looks like. Is it an email? Do you go and talk to them? Is this a personal, long-lasting relationship between representatives? Or like, what exactly does communication actually mean in this context?
It can mean many different things. It can mean a phone call. It could be meetings. It could be email. It could be a lot of different things. I mean, they've got a full voice on the table when it comes to certain issues. So there's no hidden agenda at all, for what I can see. They're engaged in the process every step of the way. So in terms of any, you know, in terms of basically land use issues.
Ken, I know you're a Mission City Councillor, but you used to do a lot of community work in the Abbey area as well. Do you keep that connection going?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you're talking about Cycling for Diversity or through my column, you know, I've done a lot of that over the, you know, past many decades. Column I've been writing for 25 years with the Abbey News, and Cycling for Diversity, it's our 10th year anniversary. So obviously, in terms of diversity and race relation issues, we still have a lot. Abbotsford, in my opinion, and other communities still face a lot of segregation, and it's very visible, and it hasn't changed, in my opinion. I think the South Asian community, amongst other communities, need to step up a little bit and be more engaged with each other in terms of how we engage each other on the soccer field or sports teams in our neighborhoods, at our workplaces, like I've discussed many times before. If diversity is going to work in a full capacity where everybody's equal, I think we need to be more engaged with each other. And a lot of that starts right from UFE. You do see a lot of interaction with a lot of different communities coming together and engaging with each other. And then when you leave the university, then you see things a bit more segregated. I'm only talking about what I see from when I grew up in this area. We were all together as young people. We all had different friends, but you don't see that so much today. And that's very unfortunate. And I think we can still change that. And I think that all that needs is discussion and leadership with our young people, maybe on diversity issues.
You talked about UFE, and there's a lot of Indian students coming now from India to learn at Canadian institutions. There is a divide starting to happen with even our, you know, young people that are born here and Indian students from back in India. How do you think we should address that as a community?
Yeah, I don't think there's enough dialogue on that. And I know exactly what you're talking about. I see that firsthand. And I think what happened here is that we've seen change happen too quickly, too fast. It came very quickly over the last many years. And I think that didn't allow a lot of period of adjustment for both parties, for the new students coming in and for the people who have been here. I think it's a great thing that international students come here and experience a Western culture, Canadian culture. But I think it happened a little bit way too fast. And I think that, you know, that's the concerning, and there's not enough dialogue. And all we see is the negative of the effects of something like this. And I think there's a lot of positive. I see a lot of great students from abroad coming in, but unfortunately, it's not always being rolled out like that.
You know, you go to a campus at UFE, or you see that divide physically even take place. You got young people that are born here on one side of the road, and you got people from India on the other side of the room. That is the issue that is addressed in our local media a lot, in the Indo-Canadian media. So it's a very hot topic for us.
I think there needs to be more communication out that so there's no miscommunication, right?
Thank you so much, Ken, for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Okay, yeah, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.